started now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, welcome to Spain on behalf of Metal Symphony. That's my name.
Thank you very much.
How was the trip? How's the promotion tour going?
It's heavy. It's heavy, you know. We started in Paris, and I had like 2 days of 17 interviews a day. And then we went to the UK, then we went to Sweden, we went to Greek, and now Italy, Spain, Switzerland, everywhere, you know. And it's a lot of traveling and a lot of talking, but it's, you know, it's talking about myself, so it can be worse.
That's always fun. Well, first of all, we'd like to congratulate you for your Arion CD. It's
thank you.
Really good.
Yeah,
we
you
like
heard
it a lot.
Okay,
I
cool.
suppose you're happy with the result as well, right? What is your impression?
I am my own boss, and I only release something when I'm 100% sure. You know, I have no deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm a big perfectionist. So only when I'm like 100% sure that it's good, I release it.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. In your previous Human Equation, you talked to and got them to perform with you very important singers like Flor Jansen, John Landy, Hansi Kirsch, Derek Sherinian, as a keyboardist. Are you planning to follow this, having such an important cast?
Yeah.
Is it like a sequel in that sense as well, besides the story, or is it something you try to see as something completely new, completely different?
I think it's something that's typically Arion, you know, because the first album had a lot of guest musicians, the second album had fewer. Electric Castle had I think 8 guest singers. Then the Universal Migrator had 17 guest singers because it was 2 albums. So I think it's a typical Arion thing, you know, because my music has so many different moods that I need a lot of different singers for a lot of different styles.
Talking about that, when you write your songs, do you have each singer thought out before writing it, or do you write first the music and then you say, oh, he would be good for
that's
that?
That's it, yeah, not even that. I write the music, then I look for singers, and they don't even, you know, I'm not thinking like, he would be good for that, I just like the singer.
Mm.
Then I got the list of singers, then I put the singers on the songs. You know, all these little parts, I divide it among the singers. And then the next step is writing the lyrics. So basically I write the lyrics on the singer. It's not like I have this part and this lyric and I need a singer, it's the other way around.
Mm. Well, when you left Stream of Passion due to your illness, everything's fine after that?
Yeah, well, it wasn't due to my illness because basically I always... I never intended to be a part of the band.
Mm.
You know, I just wanted to set the band up for because I really like Marcella on Human Equation, and I always told them like I will go back to Arion, you know, because Arion is my kid. And I will go back, so you guys have to go on without me.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain point, I was like, okay, I want Arion now.
Yeah.
So they got 2 new guitar players because Laurie left as well.
Well,
and they're writing new songs now, and everything is going as planned.
Well, when you you left the band to go back to Arion, they were saying you were going through a rough time.
Yes.
Has all the writing in this CD is it all based on that hard times, or is there when you write music that's something completely different?
I think the music is darker because of that period.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got divorced from my wife, I got this illness, I lost my sense of smell and taste. And that definitely made the material darker.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kept on writing songs because I wanted the balance. I didn't want it to be all dark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily when I got inspiration, the happier songs started coming and the balance was balanced out.
Mm-hmm. As a curiosity, what made you write the title in the binary code?
Okay.
Because
well,
that's kind of not
kind of nerdy.
Typical. Not typical,
no.
Let's say.
Well, I like to be not typical.
Mm-hmm.
And also I don't like to make things too easy for people.
Mm.
You know, because I think the Human Equation was a great album, but the lyrics were like very clear, you know. It was about this man in a coma. He's battling with his emotions are portrayed by singers. Very simple story.
Yeah.
And this time I wanted to be more cryptic, you know, mm-hmm. not so clear. And I think the title is a representation of that. Mm-hmm. And the original title was The Sixth Extinction, but that's like a tongue breaker, you know, The Sixth Extinction. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for something universal. And then I thought, well, maybe something binary that has to do with the story. And this is a binary code or ASCII code for the letter Y, mm-hmm. which is the planet that I'm talking about on the first album.
Mm-hmm. Some people are saying that you're releasing a DVD, which is going to be signed by all of the singers and all of that.
Signed by all the singers?
By all the... Yeah, like
okay,
all the people.
No, just by me.
just by me. Yeah, it said by him or by all the singers.
Okay, that was
my mistake. Do you think this is going to be a good way to fight back piracy and all this downloading crap?
Well, that's basically not... Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. But that's not the reason. Mm-hmm. The reason is mainly because the whole process is so interesting, you know? All these singers coming from the airport, coming in my studio, working on the songs, you know? Mm-hmm. It's such an interesting mm-hmm. process that I wanted to involve fans in that, you mm-hmm. know? So I asked my manager to film everything. You know, the singers coming from the airport. Yeah. She interviewed all the singers, and she interviewed them singing in the studio. And it's so nice for someone. It's an extra dimension to the music. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to know the singers, and you get to know what's happened behind the scenes. You know, and with Human Equation, I actually got a lot of mails from people saying that they were more into the album after seeing the DVD. Mm. So.
Yeah.
And of course the fact that it helps people buying it and downloading it, that's a big plus, of course.
Yeah. Well, as we've already said, they're really important singers. They're really essential.
Yeah.
For this kind of album. So
very essential.
I'd like you to define with one or two words at the very most each mm-hmm. singer in this project.
Okay.
Starting with Daniel Grindelow.
He was hard to convinced to be on the album, mm. but I had to have him there because he was the most requested singer mm. of all the singers. Mm. The fans mm. requested him, and he's got a very emotional voice.
Mm. Tom England.
Tom England contacted me a few years ago if I wanted to produce Evergrey. But I didn't have time, and then I listened to his voice and I was like, oh, this is so big. And I asked him, would you want to be on Ariel? And he said, yeah, just send me the material and if I like it, I'll do it.
Hmm. Hansi.
Hansi is the second most requested singer from the fans. Mm-hmm. So I listened to the music and I heard this so unique voice. There can only be one if you hear Hansi, you know, and mm-hmm. I especially love him in the big harmony parts.
Mm-hmm. Anneke?
Anneke has been on Electric Castle, and I've been a fan of her always, and I always wanted to ask her back, but she was in the gathering, so she couldn't do it. So, but this time I had a song that really needed her, so I contacted her, and luckily she just finished with the gathering, so she was able to do it this time.
Jonas Fransky.
I heard The Great Cold Distance, mm-hmm. of Catatonia, and it was my favorite album of the year. I was so impressed by it. And I approached, I think, Mikkel Akerveld, because he knows Jonas personally. And Mikkel Akerveld put a good word in for me, like, hey, I worked with Arjen, he's great, do it.
Mm-hmm. Bob Catley.
Bob Catley is a legend. I mean, as a kid, I used to listen to Magnum, you know, on the Storyteller's Night. And actually, his manager approached me a couple of years ago if I was interested in Bob, but then I already had the cast complete. So this time he was one of the first I contacted. Mm-hmm.
Jean Lamy.
I think together with Russell, the best singer in the world at the moment. Mm-hmm. I was doubtful to have him on the album because he does so many other albums.
Yeah.
But he's so great.
Yeah, Floor Jansen.
Floor is a very good friend of mine. Yeah. Worked with her so many times before, so I know what she can do. And I needed someone to duet with Jorn, you know, and the only person I could think of was Floor, you know.
Steve Lee.
Steve Lee was, I think, the biggest surprise for me. I know he's a great rock and roll singer, But I knew, didn't know he was that versatile. He could do anything, you know, do the Queen harmonies, do a power voice, sing a ballad. This guy belongs up there with Jorn and Russell.
Magali Leuten.
She sent me one of her CDs 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I get so many CDs, so I didn't have time to listen. But then I heard it, and I emailed her. I said, "Sorry, you sent me a CD 4 years ago, but I really like it." And she said, "Well, I'm in Beautiful Sin now, and I listened to the album, and she's one of the most powerful female singers I ever heard."
Mm-hmm. T-Tamor.
I'm a big fan of King's X, mm-hmm. and I always, there are two singers there, Doug Pinnick, the bass player, and Ty Tabor, yeah. and I always liked his songs because there's a big Beatles influence, mm-hmm. you know, in his voice.
Simone Simons.
Well, for one, she's beautiful.
She's
okay. There you go. She's beautiful. She has charisma, and she has a lovely voice. Mm-hmm. And she's a big Ariel fan. She once went up to me during a show and she said, "Your album, Somebody Get It With A Boyfriend, your album was the first we heard together and it reminds me of you." And so she was an obvious choice.
Lieselotte,
I know her many years. She is a reviewer for a Dutch magazine. Mm-hmm. And she's now in a band called Dial. And she has that great Kate Bush kind of quality in her voice, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Fidio.
He's Canadian. Is he Canadian? Well, he's an American guy, mm-hmm. and he's again. He sent me a CD many years ago, and he's in my top 10 of all-time favorite artists.
Woodstick.
Woodstick is weird. He's a hip-hop guy from Holland, mm. and he loves metal and progressive rock, and he's a big talent.
Mm. Derek Sherinian.
Well, I think one of the top three. Best keyboard players at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Just van der Broek.
He's in the top three as well.
As well.
And he's a very good friend of mine.
Michael Romeo.
Mike Romeo's in the top three guitar players in the world. You know.
And Laurie.
And Laurie is the best female guitar player I ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've probably answered this question more than 1,000 times, but your agenda, your contact list must be huge due to stuff like that. How do you do it with, how do you select them per album? I mean, you like lots of keyboardists. You say you've got a top three. Why did you choose Derek and not, let's say, the other person?
I also approached Jordan Roots, mm-hmm. and he was very interested, and he loved to do it, but he was on tour with Dream Theater and Symphony X. So he said, "Can I do it in December?" I said, "No, it's too late." Yeah.
And with the rest of the musicians, same things, or?
I like with guitar players, I also I contacted Steve Vai, who's my absolute favorite guitar player. But these guys are also busy, you know, so you don't even get through to them. So yeah, it's different with, you know, I have 25 guest musicians and it's 25 different stories, either via journalists or record companies or email or MySpace.
Your last CDs have been published via Inside Out Music.
Right, yes.
How glad are you with their promotion and all their advertising?
They know exactly what to do. You know, mm-hmm. they have built up this whole network on the whole world. They know exactly which magazines to approach, which distributors to take in which country, you know. Mm-hmm. And I am one of their best-selling artists, together with Symphony X. Mm-hmm. So the cooperation works perfectly. You know? I make their money and they make me money.
What was your first reaction when you heard that Vengeance was coming back, was getting together? And what do you think about this like kind of fashion, this trend for big bands coming back together? Like,
I understand why they do it, you know, because why sit at home and do nothing? But personally, I'm not interested whatsoever. You know, mm-hmm. Everyone's going on about Led Zeppelin. I think it would be a shame to see a band like over their peak, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not interested myself at all. You know, But then if I would not be successful at Arion, maybe I would grab the chance to come back with Vengeance, you know.
Yeah.
But I hate looking back. You know, and I hate if you have reached a very high point and you can't get any higher, stop it.
Stream of Passion, as you just said, they're writing new stuff and they're going to publish a second CD right
Definitely.
Now without you. What do you think of their new stuff? I mean, you said it's good, but
yeah.
What's the direction you're taking?
It's way more commercial. Way more. What I did with them was darker, but there was this one song, Out in the Real World, which was kind of poppy.
Okay.
That's more the direction they go in, so more poppy.
The Stream of Passion said very clearly that you and their tour, you didn't want to go on tour with them.
Basically, that was not the plan.
Do you still maintain that posture, that position?
Well, I did tour with them, and it was big, big fun, great fun, you know. But touring is not my life, you know. All the waiting and all the playing the same songs night after night, you know.
Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day, definitely. Yeah, yeah. For me, it's Groundhog Day. Good one. I have to remember that.
Most of the people say it. It's
okay.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The weird question of the interview. If none of this had happened, if you weren't a musician, what would you be waking up tomorrow to do? What would your profession be?
Oh my God!
Latest suggestions have been soccer player, porn star,
yeah,
film director, senator of the United States.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
What would I be? I would be something artistic. I'd probably be a painter.
Painter.
Yeah.
Well, this is all. They told me to take some questions out. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks for the interview.
Okay.
Hope everything goes fine.
I hope so as well.
And good luck, and we hope to be able to see you if we can. With the.
Not much chance, but
Avantasia is going on tour, and
they're
1,000 as well. You could try it,
but they don't have
one show.
They don't have 25 guest musicians.
Yeah. Well, now I know. Stop.
Yeah. Let me look at Simona one more time.